We have the Olympic race, it's called. It's a recognition to raise the recognition that BMX is a Olympic recognized sport. And we've got some free racing tonight, actually. There's no charge. Generally, it's $6 a race, but everybody can come and race for free to see if they like the track and, again, raise the awareness of the BMX being an Olympic sport.
How long have you been having the racing going on in the Trenary area?
It's been going on for approximately 4 years, I believe. I'm not sure as to the initial start race, but the initial plans began in 1998, actually. Mm-hmm. And via some guys up here in Marquette that were racing back in the early, late 90s, 2000s. And Daryl Jarvinen, I believe his son, Brandon Jarvinen, was quite the racer. That's actually a tie into the Trenary local community. That's Roy Aho's brother's stepson or son-in-law, I think.
The BMX track in Marquette, you know, has been around off and on and was there quite, you know, popularly for many, many years, a great popular sport. But you want to make sure that people know that you've got the track in Trenary and you want to keep it going, too.
Yes, that's right. We're real interested in keeping the track open, not only for our community, but it does bring the opportunity for other community members, kids that are interested in riding, trying to get points and things of that nature, to stay out there and keep riding. The nice thing about the Trenary track is we like to promote it as an endurance track. You have some more of your technical tracks. The Trenary track allows the BMX enthusiast that may be trying to gain a lot of points or go after a championship or give it a good run. You can practice your technical abilities somewhere else, perhaps, and the endurance, your overall stamina on a track is well challenged in Trenary. Not to say that it's an unrideable track, but it is it's a good track. But it offers a lot in the way of endurance.
Anybody that thinks that, you know, is just riding around on a pedal bike, it's much more than that. I mean, really, this is some amazing athletes that you'll see.
Yes, and hence that it is an Olympic recognized sport. And again, you know, we're having this event tonight. The other thing that we'd like to do from the Trenary perspective is when we started the track, a lot of the Marquette community, the BMX community, really stepped up. Ken Johnson, Dave Neme, the Neme family and the Johnson family are common at the Trenary track. They are there most Wednesday nights when we do race. They support our track, as well as the Trenary folks try to get up to and support the Marquette track as well. We are interested also in, you know, intercommunity commerce and those types of things. It helps bring in the things that Trenary needs as well to offer better amenities.
Well, if people want to find out more about the particular track in Trenary, who can they get a hold of?
Roy Aho in Trenary. I don't have his number, but Roy Aho, Roy and Jane Aho, or the Trenary Lions Club. You can contact any of the members there if you happen to know them. Bruce Hollinen is here in Marquette. He's an ex-Trenarian and lives in Marquette. Those are some of the people that also we want to make sure we thank.
I know that you mentioned when we were setting this up and talking on the phone before that you really wanted to send the message that you want to keep the track going in Trenary and you don't want it to be flattened and used for something else.
Well, yeah, that's right. A lot of effort and design and contributing went into making the track and keeping it going. A lot of volunteer, there's a concession stand and those types of things. But what we don't want to see is that it just dwindles, and we're hoping to keep it open. It's a very viable track. And the more riders we get out there, the more races we can continue to have.
Well, let's just wrap up with that then. What's again going on tonight, when and where, and how can folks take part?
Well, registration is 5:45 to 6:45. The Olympic Committee has sent out a little packet. Everybody will get a certificate for coming out and riding for the Olympic event. And it's a free race. Races start at 7 o'clock. There's medallions, necklace style medallions, like the Olympics, for first, second, and third. So come on out and enjoy the Great Trenary track.
All right, it sounds like a great time, but for those that aren't familiar with where the track is, how do they find it?
Well, Walt, it's right in the center of town, basically, at the Trenary Community Center, the Lions Club Park. It's out behind the Ball Diamond in Trenary, Michigan.